We are now in phase 1B, tier 2. That's Alaskans with underlying health conditions who are as young as 50, along with frontline workers 50 and above who must work within 6 feet of others, workers in congregate settings such as shelters, and pandemic response workers of any age. And, says Dr. Tessa Linderman of the Alaska Vaccination Task Force, Alaska's educators of all ages.
Education staff, including childcare, pre-K through 12th grade, Indigenous language and culture bearers.
Alaskans in the previous groups can still get vaccinated. Those are healthcare workers and people older than 65. Linderman says about half of Alaska seniors have had two doses of the vaccine, and 80% of those living in long-term care facilities.
Our seniors definitely are still eligible to make appointments, but we are announcing that Phase 1B Tier 2 will be open for scheduling appointments February 11th.
The state originally said only teachers 50 and older would be in this tier, but changed that guidance in this announcement yesterday, saying all teachers could get the shots. Linderman says a couple of factors went into that decision.
We have been watching the appointments and how quickly they have or have not been filling up. And then also recognize that we're getting more vaccine in the state and we are able to move on. But at the same time, knowing we don't necessarily have enough vaccine for everyone in this group, it is a large group.
There have been 114,000 Alaskans, that's one out of every five adults in the state, who have received at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine. Counting children, that's more than 15% of the state's population and currently the highest rate of any state in the country. Some of that success is due to Alaska's high military and native populations, which each get an additional allocation of vaccine from the federal government. The military won't disclose how many soldiers, airmen, or veterans have been vaccinated so far in Alaska, nor how much vaccine they have available, due to readiness concerns. But tribal health providers have been able to distribute their allotment widely. In the interior, that means Tanana Chiefs Conference can open its Fairbanks Clinic to clients of all ages. Dr. Alyssa Alexander says TCC was pacing with the state of Alaska's vaccine eligibility tiers in the 42 villages in the interior.
We did our first couple villages following the state guidelines. I think at that time we did frontline workers, healthcare workers, and then 75 and above. But we are chartering planes out to every village every time we do a vaccine distribution. So we really quickly pivoted to let's just vaccinate as many people as we can.
Alexander says teams of health aides and pharmacists have some inspiring stories, even as they had to overcome the persnickety nature of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which need to be thawed from super sub-zero temperatures. They're vaccinating between 80 to 100 village residents each day, both native and non-native.
Last night, we had a team out in one of our communities, and when they were due to fly home, a plane broke down. So they had to send another plane out to get them, and then that plane broke down. And then they sent a third plane out to go get them. So I think they came home last night at like 9 o'clock or later, and then got on the plane again this morning to head out to other villages. We tried to get them the day off and they refused.
She says TCC has given out 6,000 doses so far. The last Yukon River community will be visited on Friday.
I talked to a woman who had to drive her dog sled 10 miles into the village so that she could get the vaccine. So she was balancing the 50 below and then we were trying to plan with her on that.
As this successful village distribution continues, TCC wants to bring Fairbanks client numbers up. The Chief Andrew Isaac Health Clinic is now open for vaccination appointments to all TCC clients 16 and older and will expand as possible to non-clients in those same households. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.